three, two.
And one.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Time!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
What the fuck was that?
It's the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa, UK Tom, Monday Night Mike, the gang's all here. How's it going?
That was terrifying.
Why?
That's great.
You okay, Lip?
You know what you did.
Woo, welcome to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, everybody. We're back talking a little bit of pro wrestling for the next half hour, and it's going to be a real fun time. Guys, it's going to be a real fun time. Everyone having a nice little day?
Well,
a bad little day.
Let's not overpromise and underdeliver here. It's going to be an adequate time.
It just popped into my head right now. Should we go back to picking wrestler of the week? We haven't done that in about a month or so. I am bad producer on my end. It just kind of died off. Although I do weirdly remember that Tom was the last one to do a wrestler of the week. So it is Mike's turn.
Perfect.
So. Fuck's sake, Mike.
Never Mr. Iguana ever.
Hey, after Triple Mania on Saturday, I think you might have someone you dislike more than Mr. Iguana.
Wow.
No, it's when you sent me that message that fucking loser, Finn Balor, weaseled his way onto the fucking card.
We love you, Finn.
No! No, we don't! Dear God, no!
Oh,
fucking
man.
Loser.
We're going to get into our night out at Reaper Wrestling last weekend in a bit here. And then we've got an opinion piece. Is that what we're calling it? I don't know. We saw a take online.
That's what you just called it.
Yeah.
We always have an opinion.
So. That's true. We saw a take online that we're going to kind of get into and give our thoughts on as well. But we thought we'd start with the main event. We thought we'd start hot here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Ho!
What everybody's been waiting for.
Edit that in the actual Price is Right theme song where you did the song, just so we can have a good lead into
I can't
the
promise
segment.
That I'll try my best. I'll try my best.
Scott's gonna edit that in. You're all gonna hear it. If you don't, hit the socials. Obviously a failure to all of us if he doesn't.
Well, don't do that. I'm trying real hard over here. I'm trying real hard over here, guys.
Not hard enough. You can't get the prices right to even that.
I hate when they say that.
Round two of Papa UK's guessing game.
Yay, Papa UK.
For those who don't know, if you're a new listener, hello. But I send pictures of wrestlers to my dad, who's not a wrestling fan. He's vaguely aware of wrestling. And I ask him what he thinks their name is. I then give the names to Scott and Mike. They then try to guess who I sent. So just for the benefit of, it got a little confusing last time. So I have two names from him this time. So I will give you the first name. You will each get one guess. I will then give you the second name. And then you can have another guess. This time I'm going to do it a little bit differently. I'm not going to confirm nor deny whether the name you say is correct until you've had both guesses.
Okay. Like all right.
And we'll see if the second guess changes who you think it is.
Interesting. Oh, I like this.
Here we go.
So the first name that he sent me back to, I just nearly said the fucking name of the person.
That'd have been amazing.
Quick side note, first round, Mike guesses first, second round, I'll guess first.
Perfect.
Okay.
The first name he sent back for this person was The Dread.
I love how...
The Dread.
I love how before the show started, he's like, you guys will probably get this one. And he gave us The Dread. Yeah.
I take that back.
The Dread.
Interesting. I think I have my guess.
Oh, God.
I think I have my guess.
The Dread.
Yep.
Do you want me to go first, Russ? Because I have my answer right
now. I'll go first. I'm going to say Dexter Lumis.
That's a great guess.
That is a good guess.
And I'm basing this off of conversations that we've had in the group chat like the last week or two.
You're basing it off The Dread.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm using more of my brain than you on this. I'm going to guess Xavier Woods. That's my guess.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. So
well, the second name, which I think is going to probably fuck both of you, is Blood Eagle.
Jesus.
Blood Eagle. Wow. You couldn't.
Are we picking wrestlers? Oh, my God. Characters from South Park that are the goth kids? Because fucking Blood Eagle is an awesome name.
God damn it.
I fucking love this game.
Oh, wow. Blood Eagle screams Xavier Woods.
Oh, I have my guess.
Blood Eagle.
Okay.
I'm going with Penta. That is my
guess. Oh, that's a great guess.
Because he's got the helmet like Judge Dredd. That's where my mind went immediately. And then Blood Eagle. I don't know why, but you could maybe... His mask kind of looks like an eagle. And he's got the red and the white and the black ear.
God,
I'm going Penta.
Damn it. That's a great guess.
I'm feeling good now.
Who you got, Mike?
Fuck's sake. If it's Penta, I'm going to be so mad.
Blood Eagle.
Blood Eagle.
It's a lot better than that local wrestler, Canadian Goose. I'll tell you that. So...
Much better. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm going to say Crazy Steve.
Well, before I tell you who it is, I'm a little surprised nobody guessed Gangrel.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
But I guess
just because of blood?
I don't know. The dread and Blood Eagle, that in my mind kind of...
Well, the eagle's what's throwing it.
And I will also confirm that neither of you are right.
Perfect.
I did like Penta, though. That was a very good guess.
Fuck, it was a good guess.
However, it's very nice, very evil. It's Danhausen.
Oh, God damn it.
How the fuck does he get Blood Eagle from Danhausen?
Yeah, you know what? It's best we don't. You know what? If you have the information on why he said that,
is it because he does like the point and his hands kind of look like talons? I wonder if that's it.
No fucking idea.
Where does Dread come from? Oh, the Dread. Like maybe he's like, you're going to dread me. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
Obviously, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I know who's going to him next.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn. Poppy UK is like 2-0 on us right now.
He is.
We haven't been able to take him down. Can't take down the beast.
I would have loved if you sent him Danhausen's photo. He's like, that's Danhausen. You're like, what?
I would have been like, oh. Like,
okay. Right.
If you're listening at home, send us who you thought it was.
Yeah.
Obviously, obviously you have the answer, so that's no fun. But yeah, at In My House Pod on all of the socials, including Blue Sky, which I don't know what that is.
Hey, we got a retweet on Blue Sky today, guys.
How can you have a retweet on Blue Sky? Look, that is not a thing.
I don't know the technical term for them sharing it. Is it
it's blue balls.
Yeah.
Who did
yeah.
that?
Somebody gave us blue balls.
Some hold on one second here. I got it right here. Got it right here. Blue Sky. Got it right here.
Blue Sky. Yeah.
Collateral Cinema gave us the old retweet and a like. So there's your shout out.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you.
What the fuck is Blue Sky?
Oh, fuck, that was awesome. Hell of a way to start the show, boys. Hell of a way to start the show.
Papa, you know, one of these days, when it's a normal time, we should do a recorded Papa UK segment.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
A, I don't know if I have enough patience to get him on a Teams call. And or whatever the hell we're on. And B, I'm not 100% sure we could air it.
That's fine. Scott, I'll let you know when the edits need to be made. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that.
I'll tell you what though.
Go ahead.
Next time I go home, that might be a really fun little
video.
15-minute podcast we put out.
Oh yeah.
Because then I wouldn't need to try to get him on the call. I could just be there.
The Papa UK guessing game. Now, Scott, at this part, you're gonna want to put the Price is Right theme in again. And we're back.
You know, you should also put in the British Bulldogs theme. Because
come on, you guys are killing me now. With these edits.
We might as well. We'll decide how you spend your time.
Where am I putting the British Bulldogs theme? Underneath the whole game?
Yeah.
Sure.
We already have an intro and an extra song that we're stealing from The Price is Right.
Listen, if you don't do it, you'll be forgiven. But the audience, you should light Scotty up on Blue Sky specifically. Collateral Cinema, you go ahead and get in the comments and remove part.
I never agreed to forgive anybody.
Well, Tom's not going to forgive you. I'll forgive you, Scotty. I'll forgive you. You're a busy man.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll figure it out, I suppose. Heaven forbid I eat tonight, but whatever.
No, you can't do that.
But I got chicken.
But we were all busy on Friday.
We were
pretty busy on Friday, yeah.
We were. We zoomed on up to Moose Jaw, or down, or across, or to.
Yeah, here we go.
I don't know. I just
resetting.
Myself. This is why I don't do the intros.
You know, I thought your segue was great.
It was great. It
fell apart so fast.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Scott, when he started fumbling Moose Jaw, do you want to edit in the womp, 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 womp?
And the British Bulldog thing.
Yeah, if you don't mind the British Bulldog thing.
Every time Tom talks, I got to play the British Bulldog theme under everything he says. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. And you know what? I'll just make the title. Just imagine the British Bulldog theme.
Very good.
Yeah. I'll save you an editing nightmare.
Thanks,
anyway, we went to Reaper Wrestling.
Yeah.
Again. And it was another awesome night of fun pro wrestling in the Pit, which I still think is a cool as fuck name and venue.
It is. It is.
It was.
Nowhere to Run. Reaper Wrestling presents Nowhere to Run in the Pit. See, I could do voiceovers.
I was going to say, you auditioning for voiceovers here?
Maybe. I need the money so bad. Maybe I can do voiceovers and then that'll buy us a banner that we can hang up at Reaper Wrestling. Who knows?
There we go.
Just get a piece of cardboard that says the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
And underneath the
anyone
test,
who listens,
no.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Fuck you. 100%.
Yeah, Reaper Wrestling in Moose Jaw this past weekend. We went up there. We had our seats, which are lovely seats. I quite fancy the seats that we have for the show.
They're our seats. Our seats, motherfucker.
It's a great time. And we got some wrestlers we hadn't seen before. We've got a lot of the same crew that we got Danny, right? Danny we hadn't seen before. And
yeah, Danny Moe was fantastic.
Danny Moe. She was great. Great. Instant fan right off the bat. There's a lot of energy, great gear, great work in the ring, great facials. She knows how to work. She knows how to work.
She was awesome.
Yeah. But has Michael Allen Richard Clark opened every Reaper show? I want to say he did. He has.
Yeah, I think he did. And it's a great, until he's main eventing, it's a great place to put him.
Agreed. Like, he's that guy to get the crowd going. He and Mike had a nice interaction early on in the match, which was fun. And man, it's Michael Allen Richard Clark. This might sound bad, but it's meant in the best way possible. Hell of a hand. Hell of a hand. Like, I feel like you can give that guy anything and he can pull it off better than almost anybody on the card.
Michael Allen Richard Clark is the kind of person you need in your wrestling company.
Yeah. And he, just by following his socials, he's in a lot of wrestling companies doing a lot of work, which is awesome. Maple Leaf Pro uses him. The local scenes here, CWE, Ringside Wrestling, Reaper Wrestling, they all use him. I know he does work in Alberta as well. I think he's on the next Stampede Wrestling card that's finally back for October. So,
and two of those local promotions are worth talking about. I'll let you figure out which one is not. We also got to see D'Angelo again, which made me happy. He was a great talent from the first show, I believe. I think it was. Yep.
Yeah.
So great to see him again. I don't know another way to say this, but it, like Scott, it's meant in the best way, even though it may sound like it's not. I am loving that Reaper are bringing in some of the lesser known talent from the States, as well as the bigger names like Frankie Kazarian and Ace Austin. Like, getting to see D'Angelo in person has been really fun. Getting to see Danny Moe is awesome. You can also include the Canadian talent in that. Like, I didn't know Sydney Steele before Reaper.
Same, but he's been at every show and he's been fun to watch.
He's great.
He's been a heel the whole time, which has been perfect. Cool. I can invest in your heel work. I can invest in the little stories you're getting. So I agree.
So yeah, the lesser known, or whatever the nicer way of saying that is, talent have been fantastic to watch every time they've been here. And I hope that long continues with Reaper Wrestling.
Agreed. If they keep bringing back Tommy Billington, I'll be there every time. He is.
No, fuck that. Tommy Billington's got fucking heat with me.
There it is.
That motherfucker, come out, take a picture, and sign something for me. Otherwise, I'll be very sad.
You hate money, Tommy? You hate money?
I have Tommy Billington money in my wallet.
It's in an envelope that says Tommy Billington money and everything. It's folded up, but it's still there.
It's still there. Take my money. It's hard to get me to part with my money. So when I'm trying to give it to you,
take it. Take my money.
Aaron, make that happen.
Yeah, Aaron. Take Tom's money.
So
no, Aaron's got my money.
So the one thing I love about Reaper Wrestling, and we're starting to see CWE do it more now these days too, is like a majority of the matches have storylines interconnecting from the last show. And then you've got other matches for the sake of matches, which are fine because they're usually introducing talent or continuing to introduce talent to us, much like D'Angelo. This is the second time we've seen him. It's just been two matches, but they've both been very good, very entertaining. And if he keeps coming up, then I'm sure there'll be a storyline that he's involved in. But I will have already been invested in him by the time he gets into a story, which is nice to see. That's what I like to see from my wrestling, whether it's on TV or in person at the local show. So I do like that. I'm torn on my match of the night because the main event was awesome. I just said it. I love Tommy Billington against Sidney Steele. But Danny Moe, for a debut for a wrestler I'd never seen before, really, really caught my attention. Both women killed it in that match. Super fun. And just, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the energy. You know what it was, guys? The selling. The selling worked for me so much in this match. And I loved it. That main event, though, was so good between Frankie Kazarian and Ace Austin. Plus, it has a story involved in it, too. So I'm always catering to that. But it could be 1A, 1B for me, guys.
I have 2 points I want to make before I let Mike speak.
Hi, Mike.
Relentless Riley, who worked with Danny Moe. This is the second time we've seen her, and I was very impressed. Even the improvement this time between the first show, she was very, very good for somebody so young. And I hope that doesn't sound patronizing because it wasn't meant to be.
It is. It was taken that way.
Good. Fuck it. She's a heel anyway. Fuck it. But for me, my match of the night was Danny versus Riley. Nice. And that was fantastic. Also, Danny was one of the best people that I've talked to and interacted with at a merch table in a very long time. It was obvious that she obviously wanted to be there, which is great. The second thing I wanted to say, and it kind of hurts me to say it because you're not supposed to say nice things about a heel, but Jesse Bieber is fucking fantastic. That guy is a heat magnet. And I want to say he needs to be more places, but I also don't want that to fuck with him being at Reaper. So selfishly, don't go more places, but with the talent that he has, he should be everywhere. He is such a good heel. I don't remember somebody getting heat like that in a long time.
I had the most fun during that match.
So did I, especially when he was in my face. Well,
beautiful moment.
Yep.
I mean, the fuck you Bieber chants we started almost immediately. And when kids are chanting fuck you Bieber,
you know it's a Saskatchewan wrestling show.
The atmosphere, incredible. But I had the most fun during that match. I don't think it's the best match, but I had the most fun during it.
The number one thing I like about Jesse Bieber's work is there's no goofiness in there. Like, he is a grade A piece of shit asshole prick. And there's no wavering from that. And I this is the third time we've seen him. He's been at every Reaper show, correct? There's been no wavering of that. It's been, fuck you. I'm better than you. I hate you all. I'll talk shit to you. I'll cheat to win. And it's working. It's working for me. I love booing that guy. I love chanting, fuck you, Bieber. I love giving him the finger. That's the way it should be. Fuck that guy. Because he is an arrogant, cocky prick.
And he's so good at it.
Yeah, he really, really is. Remember the last show where he kicked a midget? It was just the biggest pop of the night.
Yeah, he kicked that midget so hard, we didn't even see him on the show this time. That's long-term storytelling, brother.
That's right.
Kicked him right out of the company.
On a funny note, obviously those who were there, we know that the main event had some shenanigans going on with Jesse Bieber getting involved in the Frankie Kazarian versus Ace Austin match, which unsurprisingly was fantastic. But Sean Moore came from the back of the venue, jumped the rail, got involved.
You're forgetting the part where he...
I'm not forgetting. That's what I was about to say.
All right, sorry.
Sean Moore came out of nowhere, jumped that barrier, and I shrieked like a four-year-old girl. He scared the living fuck out of me.
Well, he came in at like 100 miles an hour,
I think luckily I'd either just lent in to say something to you or was about to. So I think you'd have taken my fucking head off if I hadn't been a little. But the main event was fantastic, which obviously is to be expected with those talents involved. What did you guys think? What's your thoughts on the main event of Frankie and Ace?
Good. Not great. It's a fine match. The payoff was at the end of everything.
Yeah.
With the shenanigans and everything.
After the shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. the announcement.
Ah, yes.
So
the big announcement.
What's the shenanigans were going on. There was a big brawl going on. We got a video package, which is one thing I like about Reaper, is we're getting things like that. And I got to admit, the second the voice picked up that phone and we heard who it was speaking, I knew who it was. Really? And I popped like crazy for Tom Latimer's voice.
Like, so NWA World Champion Tom Latimer?
NWA World Champion. The big gold belt is... It's not the big gold anymore. 10 pounds of gold is coming to Moose Jaw. And he's going to wrestle Frankie Kazarian, which has never happened.
First time
ever. How has that match not happened? First time ever.
Yeah, when it was said and announced that it was the first time ever, I think I looked at you, Tom, and I said, well, that can't be true, but they wouldn't have announced it if it wasn't true, right? Like, I'm sure both those guys would know if they've ever worked together before.
Yeah, no,
so
and
it's just like, wow, this match is happening, and it's happening in Reaper Wrestling in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, which to me right there, and Tom, you're a big mark for first time evers. That's a huge draw.
Love that.
That's a huge draw for wrestling fans that have followed TNA, followed Frankie Kazarian, followed NWA and Tom Latimer. Tom Latimer used to be in TNA as well, didn't he?
Tom Latimer used to be in WWE.
Really?
Tom Latimer was the original Ascension partner of Conor O'Brien.
Oh, really?
And Tom Latimer was formerly married to Charlotte Flair.
That's right.
I knew that part, but I didn't know he was the Ascension guy, but wild.
And just on a personal note for me, I am so excited to see Tom again. There was a stretch of about 2 years that I saw that fucker one evening every weekend for 2 years. And then the pandemic hit and I moved here. So it's almost like I get to see my pal again.
Yeah,
so
it's a reunion, bud.
I'm real grateful that that he's coming in for that.
Are you bringing a UK flag? You know,
I am not, purely because I don't have one.
Just draw that on a piece of cardboard too. It can go next to the Pro Wrestling Podcast on.
But also, again, selfishly, I've wanted a picture with the NWA World Heavyweight Title for 25 years. So that better. If that fucker drops the title before October 3rd.
Heat.
I'm gonna have a fucking stroke.
I was
Let's
even
save
telling
it for the pod, though.
I was even telling Tom a picture with the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship might even break open my wallet because that's fucking cool. I love stuff like that. To me, that's kind of like touching the Stanley Cup or the Grey Cup or whatever you want to call it. So, very cool, very awesome announcement, and just overall. The overall night, production, the matches, the crowd, it was probably the best night overall when it came to production and sound. No issues. I could hear everything clearly when it came to the ring announcer and the music. The video packages and the entrances were all great. The lights worked all great. There's no issues. It wasn't boiling hot in there. I mean, it was super good. Yeah, like it was good temperature inside where you weren't sweating your ass off. That's my biggest takeaway when I've been thinking about it for a few days. I'm like, yeah, enjoy the show. Love seeing some new wrestlers. Saw a lot of great work, but the whole package is a whole really, really stuck with me because the pit was clicking and everything worked really, really well.
The Reaper Wrestling is back in the pit on October 3rd with, like we said, Frankie Kazarian versus Tom Latimer. And the show is called Body Harvest, which is one of my favorite names for a show I've heard in long
Murder!
So,
Return of the Weed Box, man!
The Weed Box, Thelonious's Weed Box got destroyed by Crazy Steve.
Coming back better than ever. Packed with weed.
I mean, giving the blind guy a sledgehammer, probably not the best idea, but it was funny. And it did lead to one of the chants. I mean, we started it and it made me laugh the most of any chants in a while, but Sweep It Up, Ronnie is one of my favorite chants.
Yeah.
And Ronnie, if you're listening, thanks for having fun with us for that one. Cause
absolutely.
That was entertaining.
Employee of the week right there, Ron. Employee of the week. We only got a couple minutes left, so I want to try to sneak this in, see if we can get some thoughts on it. I was on Twitter last week and an account called Wrestle Features had tweeted this out. I feel like the tastes of WWE fans has changed significantly over the past few years. Certain fans are chasing moments and nothing else. They want the next heel turn. They want someone to get behind via, they want someone to get behind via social media. They want every single PLE to end in total chaos. This was coming after SummerSlam. Right after SummerSlam, it said, I feel like night one main event last night was one of the best of both worlds. When it comes to fandom now, do you agree that fans are less invested in the wrestlers and more invested in the moments? And then as soon as a wrestler gets that moment, they're like, all right, on to something else. So I feel like that's the way it's going.
Yeah, I think that applies to all sorts of media, though. Like, I think it's in every facet of entertainment. Attention spans are lower and lower and lower. Like, you have more of a youth culture who lives and dies on TikTok or Reels, where it's instant gratification, right? So the idea of, like, weekly television is crazy to them. Like, just wait for new episodes. Like, these people probably aren't watching Raw. They're not. They're looking for the clips, like myself, on the internet. Because the show for them, too long. It's no different than TV series, right? I can watch it all in a day. And then it's done. On to the next. But yeah, the next big moment, the next big thing. Yeah. The idea of the long-term storytelling, like we love a good story to really like make that match count. At this point, like a lot of these fans would go over to AEW if all they want is moments.
Yeah, I think pigeonholing it to WWE fans is unnecessary in that comment. But this person had just finished watching SummerSlam, and you know, when you get people were pumped for the cash in for Tiffany Stratton when she finally did it. Since then, that same support hasn't always been there, and that seems to be the case for cash ins that are done by superstars who aren't the main event people. Like, it's not a Seth Rollins or a Roman Reigns or a CM Punk cashing in. It's an Otis, you know, trying to just get that big cash in to get that moment. But the second they do, they don't keep that same level of interest in a storyline following. Sure, we got crazy moments at the end of SummerSlam, but the follow-up has been good storytelling TV on Raw and SmackDown, but people aren't as hyped about it. And I feel like WWE right now, and they're not doing it every show, but what they do with SummerSlam is very reminiscent of what AEW did in their first couple years. They were in a position to shock their audience after every pay-per-view. Oh, by the way, Adam Cole's here. Oh, by the way, Daniel Bryan's here. We got Sting. Like, every pay-per-view, and they only had four a year at that time, ended with a shocking moment. And then that kind of dries up because there's not all these huge free agents that are available. And then people are saying, well, the pay-per-view was good, but wasn't as great because there wasn't a shocking moment. Sure, there's a lot of awesome matches, which is what they're relying on now, and big finishes to major stories. But they're not getting that holy shit moment at the end of every show like they used to. And that's just part of wrestling, like those the hills and valleys. So I just think because WWE's peaking right now and they have found ways to have big moments at the end of some of these bigger pay-per-views, it's just working for WWE right now. That's just the way it is.
I can understand why people would have the opinion of Wrestle Features or whoever the fuck it was. But me personally, I hate it. Like, give me holy shit moments for reasons. If it's
I agree with you.
But also talking long, more focused on long-term storytelling, not everything needs to be long-term. Like Grayson Waller and Austin Theory were fucking breaking up for 2 years and then it never went to anything. Some things need it, some things don't. Yeah, some things need it, some things don't. Find that balance, make it work. But I just watch the show.
One of the big things for me that WWE's finally started doing again after years of not doing it was having shows where everyone who's on the show has some sort of purpose, whether it's a small purpose or a big purpose, there is some sort of storyline. They're not just throwing it out there because Vince is like, the fans don't remember what we did last week. Just throw Dolph and Rusev out there and we'll figure it out as we go. Even like little members of the Judgment Day or Maxine and Becky and whatever it is, there's reasons for them to be on the show each and every week. And it may get dropped, but WWE lately has been better of recognizing, oh, Rusev and Sheamus, they're having these battles. Sheamus has never beaten Rusev. And that's going back to 2015, right? Like, they're at least connecting those dots in a way that people that have stuck around the whole time can connect with that and make sense of it all. And it's just, it adds to that story and that lore. Which is good.
Side note, Sami Zayn versus Rusev on Raw last night legitimately put me to sleep.
I had a great time with it.
I woke up after Io and Roxanne were in the ring. I think their match had even started.
You missed
quick little nap for the guy.
No, I didn't. Rusev's in it. Ass.
First of all, they screwed Rusev.
First of all, fuck you.
Not giving. Hey. they didn't give Rusev an entrance, which bothered me. Even though it's not great music, it's terrible music, but
awful music.
It's bad, but it was a good match. It was a fun match. It ended the way I thought it would with shenanigans, which is fine because I think they're building up to some sort of triple threat. But hey, Sammy, welcome home. You got a great ovation in Montreal, great ovation in Quebec City. We all love you and support you here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. So thank you for everything you've done for us.
Hey, Sammy. Fuck you.
I don't know where that came from.
Fuck you.
Maybe he's
fuck
listening.
You too, Scott.
If he's listening, which I'm pretty sure he is, and we say it to all of our listeners, hey, thanks for listening. Fuck you. We love you, Sammy. Thanks for...
No, fuck you. And this has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Fuck you, Scott. Last word.
Got it. To my house.
It's my house.
Yowie wowie.